Falcons getting ready for a trip up to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, coming off their win over Green Bay. And here's Raheem Morris lying about Kirk Cousins.
Kirk is fine. You know, we game planned it that way. It is what it is. We're going to go out there and play the game. You know, nobody sits around and talks about injuries in this game, in this business. If you're cleared to go, you're ready to go, you play the game. And we'll go out there and play the football games. And I got a lot of confidence in our quarterback. I have a lot of confidence in our offense. And we'll bounce back. You know, we'll do things the right way. Our quarterback does things the right way. His preparation, all the things that he's done throughout his career, the trust that I have in him, the belief that I have in him, that's not going to change. You remain unwavering in this business, man. You can't ride the emotional roller coaster that you try to make you ride, in today's society especially.
That's Raheem on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, and I was going to say that anyways before Bo reminded me in my ear over here, and now he's yelling at me. He's giving me the finger. I don't know what his anger
was. It's because you started throwing
right
your
now.
Hands at
okay.
me.
Yeah,
I don't need your hands in my face.
Yeah, it's listen,
freaking bear paws over here.
Here's the thing. I believe Raheem. I don't think he's lying at all. And if you listen to the cut, what does he say? Kirk Cousins is fine. All right? It doesn't say Kirk Cousins feels great. Right, he didn't say Kirk Cousins feels as good as he's ever felt. He said Kirk Cousins is fine.
The way you guys looked at me and I said, "Here's Raheem Morris lying about Kirk Cousins." Kind of halfway joking, just having fun with the whole thing. I understand he's not going to tell you too much. He clearly isn't completely right yet. We understand that.
It's the conversation we've had all week. I just still don't understand why his physical limitations would have had anything to do with the play calling that we had. Oh, I don't want to run play action. Dude, you can run play action from the pistol, and he can take four steps. You know what I mean? We saw him scramble to the left of the pocket and throw the touchdown to Kyle Pitts. There's the whole play action thing because of his mobility makes no sense to me. And that's where really my questions are leaning towards Monday.
And you can also run play action out of the pistol, which is a fallacy that apparently is being spread around. I think that's...
Yeah, not the shotgun, but the pistol. What's the shotgun? 7 yards, 8 yards, pistols, 4 yards?
And the
shotgun's usually heels at 5, I believe.
Shotgun, he's next to him. Pistol, he's behind
it's
him.
It's just about a yard difference.
You know, the lot's been made about the footwork. Kirk talked about it. We're gonna hear from Kirk later on, but he's gone back to footwork he used back when he played for Washington early in his career. So yeah. All the quarterback experts that want to send me video of his footwork and the pistol and how his feet are set, we'll have that conversation. I think that there is a possibility that we haven't really overly went into, and that's the fact that the play caller and Zach Robinson in his first game, he might have lost his way a little bit with the play action stuff and never added it in, never went to it. And I know that Raheem talked about it yesterday with Dukes and Bell and kind of mentioned, well, you know, we didn't want to give T.J. Watt that advantage of being in play action because I think they're going to tell you that T.J. Watt was not respecting the run game at all and crashing and not respecting the bootleg. But you got to make him respect it, and that still doesn't sit well with me that you didn't do anything to make him respect things. You allowed him to play freely.